guys, Felicia here. So before we start the show, I just want to ask you guys to help us make sure that we're creating content you really, really want to hear, and make sure we stay on topics that you need help with. And we want to make sure we're giving you practical tips, tricks, and tactics that you need for your career journey and to get where you're trying to go. And so we have a survey that we would like for you to do. It should only take about 5 minutes. There's going to be a link in the show notes for you to do our survey. If you are on our email list, you'll also get an email reminding you to please do this survey so that we make sure we're giving you the best content possible, and making sure that if we have any advertisers, that they are advertisers that are speaking to your specific needs, and that we promote things that are going to truly help you and not just be for some commercial gain, because that's not what we're about over here. We are here at the Trill MBA Show to help you really, truly skyrocket your career in all the ways that make you whole and happy and healthy and prosperous, because we about these bags, okay? All right, let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Listen, today I'm just going to talk with y'all and keep it real with y'all. This is a Fair Update episode. Now, if you're new to this podcast and you don't know what a fair update is, I am fair. Felicia Ann Rose A. Newhouse spells F-A-R-E, fair, my initials. And that's why you're getting a fair update today, because it's me. And I'm here to keep it 100 with y'all. If you don't know, I am in the job market. I am looking for my next opportunity, but the problem is I'm trying to make a career shift. So this is a fair update, but it really is about my journey on trying to shift my career while I am like in this mid-executive senior leader level. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, this is not for the faint of heart. I'm going to tell y'all. And so we're going to talk about it today, because I want you guys to know that you're not alone. And if you know somebody who's trying to shift career paths or, you know, trying to make a change, I want them to know I'm in the trenches with them. I'm trying to do the same thing. So we all know careers are not a straight path. A lot of times they're more like those family road trips where you make unexpected stops. The GPS stops working, especially if you use Apple's GPS and not Google Maps. That thing will have you at a lake or a creek, and that was not where you were trying to go. And of course, somebody always saying,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
But here's the thing. We rarely talk openly about all these detours, especially as us, right? Like, we don't talk about a lot of things, especially when it comes to being a professional. And a lot of times we're the only ones that are like in these workspaces like this. And our family members are looking at us like, "You can't quit that good job." Honey, I'm here to tell you today, quit that job. Okay. So let's get to it. Some of the things that I'm trying to do, guys. I am working to find a role that recognizes I have been a progressively growing career professional for over 15 years now, and will allow me to work in the business of podcasting or any type of media. So it could be podcasting, it could be TV, it could be film. I am now trying to transition, and so many lessons, guys. So many lessons. One, I should have been doing this a long time ago, and I'm going to tell y'all a story. So when I was in my 20s, you know, my mom, I'm an only child, and my mom had worked so, so hard, and I wanted to make her proud. And I had been working at this company in Austin that collected child support, and they were shady, and I called them out on it, and then next thing I know, I was let go. And I was like, well, this is my opportunity. I'm going to move to New York. And my mom, we had the worst argument we ever had in our whole life. It was bad. Like, I never said words like that. And I never expected her to say words like she said. And I ain't going to repeat all these things because I'm not trying to cause any of us trauma or trigger anybody. But basically, she didn't want me to go to New York because she was afraid. She was afraid, what if something happened to me? She couldn't afford to come get me, blah, 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 blah. And the biggest career mistake I made in my life early on was making career decisions based on what other people thought I should be doing with my life, and not based on what my heart and mind and spirit told me to do. It's okay to explore, guys. You're going to take some L's regardless. Because even after that, I struggled in my career doing things I didn't want to do. I struggled. So you're going to struggle in certain ways because you have to learn. So it feels like struggle, but they're just lessons. You'll be fine. But follow your heart, because now, fast forward 20 years later, over 20 years later, and I feel like I may have to go take like an assistant production person role for like minimum wage or something, which my pride. I have so much pride. And I also have way too much business experience to not be given an opportunity to transition. But you got to understand, I may be the best person for the job if they would give me a chance, but they're always going to default to, well, this person has entertainment experience. But the sad thing, a lot of people who have entertainment experience don't have real business experience, and they may have connections. I can make connections. So now I find myself in this place trying to justify my candidacy for roles at entertainment companies and leaning on my, you know, marketing acumen, my business acumen to justify it. But it's a tough sell for some people. It's a tough sell. And so, you know, I'm realizing though, it's a journey. It's not a destination. And sometimes you got to take a detour. So I'm trying to figure out what that next best thing is. I know I'll get to where I'm supposed to go, but real talk, it's been tough. It's been tough to make this transition. It would be easier for me to just go find another role, another CPG role, especially in like food and beverage, because that's where most of my background has been. But that wouldn't make me happy. That it just, I wouldn't be happy. And so I'm really working really hard to find the right role with the right opportunity and the right, you know, leaders, and I can come in as a leader as well, acknowledging my almost 20 years of work experience. So yeah, it's bumpy, but when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you some of the things I am doing to land that right next role when we come back. Travel enthusiasts, are you tired of struggling to find hair and skincare products that cater to your unique needs while on the go? Look no further than blacktravelbox.com. Black Travel Box is your one-stop shop for travel-sized natural hair and skincare products, specifically curated for Black travelers. No more settling for generic products that don't work for your hair type or skin tone. Whether you're jet setting to a tropical island or embarking on a cross-country road trip, Black Travel Box has you covered with their convenient and TSA-approved travel kit. Plus, by supporting Black Travel Box, you're not just getting high-quality products, but you're also supporting a Black-owned business that is dedicated to promoting inclusivity in the travel industry. So, travel in confidence, style, and grace with Black Travel Box. Visit blacktravelbox.com now and get ready to slay your next trip. Don't let your beauty routine suffer while you explore the world. And hey guys, let me tell you, Black Travel Box products are amazing, especially that body butter. Listen, I got a promo code for you. Use the code JETSET, that's J-E-T-S-E-T, all caps, JETSET. And you can get a discount from Black Travel Box because of who? The Trillist NBA. Happy travels, beautiful people. Now, let's get back to the show. And welcome back, guys. If you haven't got your Black Travel Box, girl, don't sleep on Black Travel Box when you are traveling this winter. All right. So there are challenges when you're trying to transition your career and you're trying to make a change, but it's not doable, right? Like, it's doable. It just may take a little time. The first thing that I'm working to do is network. And I know you guys are like, you've been talking about networking. Bitch, we tired of hearing about networking. We hate networking. I get that. But if you want to change your career, guess what? You got to meet people. You got to make more connections. Especially, I don't have many connections in the entertainment industry because I haven't been working in that industry. So I've got to make an extra concerted effort to try to work and connect dots and, you know, use my network to like network and network and network levels, you know, second connection level, third connection level. Can you connect me with this person? I'd like to talk to them. And I'm working on having a lot of coffee chats with people just to get their experience, especially if they've transitioned. So I've seen a couple people in my network that have gone from, you know, one industry and a industry that wasn't entertainment into the entertainment industry. And so I'm really working a network. And hey, if you know somebody you think I should meet, please, please, please ask at trillmba.com. Like, don't hesitate. Let the spirit, you know, move you, use you. Okay. Because I love meeting people, especially if they're in Los Angeles. Like, I'm here half the time, maybe not quite half the time, but I'm here and I can be here. Okay. So I'm here right now recording this. So definitely want to meet more people in the industry. The other thing I'm also working on doing is seeing if there's any certifications I can get. I've been thinking about any, not necessarily going back to school because I'm not, listen, we got too many degrees as it is, right? Like, I'm not trying to go back to school. But I've been thinking, like, are there certificates I can get? You know, are there courses I can take in learning more about production? I feel like I've done a decent job with the show and all the things that we're planning for next year with the show. So I try to also use that to my advantage to say, hey, this is what I've done on my own so far. And this is what I'd like to do for your organization. So definitely upskilling, learning more industry knowledge, getting more industry knowledge, but then also leveraging my transferable skills. So I think the thing that I have going for me is the entertainment industry is like every industry. It's for profit. It is a business. And if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And so one thing I can always talk is the business side, regardless of what the product is. I can work to sell it. I know how to execute. those things. I know how to run projects. I can present my ass off. So those are skills that you need to be successful, no matter what the industry is. And so I try to lean into that as well. So it's been a go. It's been a slow go. It feels slow. I feel like if I was really pursuing consumer packaged goods industry that I came from, that I probably would have a job by now. But I'm going to continue to, you know, really hustle to get to where I'm trying to go. Changing your career, especially mid-journey, is like learning to drive stick shift after years with an automatic. Like, I'm tearing up the transmission for sure. You're gonna stall out a few times, but eventually you'll get the hang of it. And the ride, it'll be worth it. And so this, I try to tell myself this. I try to remind myself, like, you're learning something new. You're going into a new territory. One thing, if you're a person of faith, you know, God wants to expand your territory. I try to remind myself that too. So I'm gaining some new territory on this journey. I definitely am proud of the progress that I've made as far as creating this studio. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of the quality of audio and product that we put out every week. So I lean into that to show, you know, if I came into your company, if I did this on my own, then if I come into your company, then what you think I'm gonna do with the resources that you provide? But also I can be scrappy. So I can't say I'm not scared. I'm gonna be honest. I get scared, but I know it'll all work out. I really do. And so for you, the takeaway is always be working to grow your network. Be honest with yourself about what you really want to be doing. If you're not happy where you are, make a plan to transition and don't get discouraged when people tell you no. I have been declined for a couple jobs now that I was kind of sad about, but that wasn't my job and my job is coming. So just stick with it. Don't give up. All right. So now that we talked about just some things for you to think about as you're looking to transition your career, or if you're thinking about transitioning your career like I am trying to do right now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what the most important thing is and wrap up the show when we come back. Hey guys, Felicia here. In the show notes, there's a link to a survey. And let me tell you why it's so important for you to click that link and take the survey. If you don't, I'm not going to be able to give you the show that you want. I do this show for you. I don't do this show for me. I do this show because I wanted you to get the information that I didn't have to be successful in the workplace. And I don't want you to go through the pain, the struggle, the trauma that I went through. And so that's all great and dandy, but I also need to understand from you, what are some of the struggles you're going through right now? Maybe they've changed a little bit. Maybe those struggles have evolved. I don't know, because as you know from listening, I don't have a job right now. So I'm kind of not in the trenches in that way at the moment. So I definitely need you to chime in and let me know, what do you need help with, right? Like, how can we create shows that are really impactful that you can take away and run with and be great, okay? But I need you to fill out that survey. So please, please, please. And thank you for listening and for supporting and for filling out the survey. Now let's get back to the show. All right, guys, we are about to wrap up the show. I know this is a short one because it's a fair update, but I also realized the most important thing is two things. One, you need your support system. You know, my friends, I have amazing friends. Like, if you know me and you know my crew, you already know what it is. They are everything. I was actually on the phone really late last night because I was down and, you know, worrying. Am I going to be able to do this? How is this going to work? So if that's you, stop it, because it's just fear, false evidence appearing real. But I was on the phone with my friend Latoya and we talked for a number of hours in the wee hours of the night. And I felt so much better today. And I really appreciate all my friends who are just praying for me and, you know, really there and pick up the phone when I call or call me back. That was for Tiffany. But I need that. I need to be reminded that it's going to be okay. I need to be reminded to keep going. In this time, you have to be persistent when you're trying to make this kind of change in your life. No matter how old you are, you have to be persistent. You have to be okay with being told no, and you have to be resilient through that. So that's one thing I've learned in this career pivot is that I need my tribe. I need my friends. You know, they really do offer support and they keep me grounded. And it's just been amazing to, you know, have people in my corner. Shout out to Attorney Anitra. She's been a real one from day one. And she continues to be. Appreciate her, my line sisters, Shamiso and Krista, like, yod it. I love y'all to the moon and back. We've been rocking since 99. Kids, since the 1900s. Yeah, like, I'm telling you guys, get you some friends. Get with your friends. If you don't have friends, be a friend. If you don't have friends, it's because you need to be a better friend. When you are a good friend, you will attract good friends. I promise you all day long. And I don't take my friendships for granted. And they mean a lot to me. I don't take the word friend lightly. And I would suggest you don't either. So I know a lot of people be like, you know, talking about people you work with. I'm like, this is my friend. No, that's your work friend. That's a different category. That's not the same. And even with work friends, like, yeah, I don't use the word friend lightly. So I don't even know how I feel about work friend. That just sounds oxymoronic in a lot of ways. But I will say I have met some dope ass people that I made friends with and I met them at work. And so that is a thing. But it wasn't the work that tied us. It was literally the energy and the love and support. And I appreciate my quote unquote work friends. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm in my work bestie. So I have a quote here from Maya Angelou. She once said, "You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated." So even on your tough days, guys, you got to remember that. And if you know you need to transition out of your career, don't let fear stick you, okay? If you have a dream for your life, go chase it. Be brave. Go get it. Like, you're worth it. You are worth it. And people won't understand. And that's fine. They don't have to. This is your life. You get to choose. You get to decide. Live for you. Don't live for nobody else. Because... Listen, I lived for my mom's pride and all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, she died on me. She's not even here. I'm still here. So do it for you. Pick you every time. Pick you first. Put your oxygen mask on first and keep going. And remember, your career, it's a marathon. Like, it's a long journey. It's not a sprint. Like, you're not gonna just, you know, do the 100 and be done in 10 seconds. Like, that's not how this works. It's a part of your life, and you really want to work to make it the best that you can make it. So if you sitting in a job you hate and you just in misery, quit. This your permission. If you hear this and you feel that, quit. And I know a lot of people are like, that's irresponsible and da 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 da. What's irresponsible is stressing yourself out and stroking out. That's what's irresponsible. what's irresponsible is taking for granted the days that you have left because you don't know, and being miserable at work. The saddest thing I've seen recently on LinkedIn was, and I shared this, if you follow me on LinkedIn or you are connected with me on LinkedIn, this man wrote a LinkedIn post from his wife's account because she had passed away. And he showed a picture of the little tree. They had planted a tree in her honor. That's what work did. And she was killing herself at work. Working the job of three people because they short-staffed or whatever. And it was a cautionary tale. That don't make no sense. So my hope for that woman is that she really loved her work to where she just gave it her everything. Like, the building don't have your name on it. So don't kill yourself for these jobs. Get what you can get what you need, and move on to where you're trying to go. And if you need some help figuring out just that, I got you. Hit me up. Go to trillmba.com/coaching and schedule your 45-minute consultation with me, and we can do some exercises to help you hone in on what you really want for your career. If you have some general questions, you can always email us at ask@trillmba.com. We're happy to answer your questions or concerns via email. But if you know, you're like, hey, I'm stuck, it's my favorite thing to do, the vision and exercises and things that we do to get people in the right direction and figuring out, you know, deciding what you want for your life. That's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute session with me. And again, as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, ask@trillmba.com. So guys, that's my business. I share it with you. I hope that by me sharing, you know, all the things that I'm going through, that you don't feel so alone. You're not alone. You know, there's so many people I saw on my LinkedIn feed that, you know, there was a time where I was like, I'm open to work. After such and such years at such and such, I'm transitioning and blah, blah, blah. And thank my co-workers and, you know, things to drive your narrative, which you should do. But at the end of the day, I was let go, right? So I know how that feels. And then lately, though, I've been seeing these same people like, oh, I'm starting a new position here. I'm starting a new position here. So what God does for one, he does for all. There's no respect for person. If you're in these trenches, keep going. You're going to land in the right place, and so am I. All right, guys. Well, it's been a real one. Until next time, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.